Voices.Earth podcast series is brought to you by the .Earth domain. In each episode, we shine a light on organizations and individuals who are part of the growing .Earth tribe, as well as those outside of our tribe who are all making our planet a better place. In this Voices.Earth podcast episode, we're speaking with Ryan Collins, who's the co-founder and lead brand and UI designer for Wake Media, about how his digital branding agency excels at authenticity branding and much more. And Ryan, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well, Matt. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you so much for joining us. And let's start at the top. Tell us about Wake Media, your agency's focus, its history, and all that good stuff.
Sure. Yeah. So the way that we started, we're still a young company. We've technically been around for about a year and a half, but we've only been working for the past, I would say, 10 to 12 months. So 2018 was really our kind of breakout year. The way we started, we're a small family organization. My brother, who is 4 years older than me, I'm 32. He and I were having a conversation one day and we were talking about work. We've always been in the same, in, you know, a similar field of work. He does a little bit of programming, graphic design, and I've been working as a freelance graphic designer since 2013 or so. So in one of our conversations, just exchanging ideas, we just kind of mentioned how, you know, how it'd be interesting if the two of us could get together and maybe work together. So we started exploring that idea. We first kicked around the idea of creating a company that just made websites. And, you know, through conversations, we realized that that wasn't exactly what we wanted to do. We wanted to do something that gave a little bit more value to our clients and to the people working in the companies that we were going to be working with. So we started expanding our vision a little bit. And, you know, we started looking at our family. We noticed that we had the raw ingredients to build a company. And we spoke to my father, who's been in the business world for over 35 years. He has experience working in Spain. He has experience starting and running his own business. My sister has extensive experience in customer relation management. So, you know, between the four of us, we kind of realized that we had what we needed in order to start a company. And through the conversations, we kind of settled on branding company, you know, creating a branding company that would be able to offer what our clients really value. And so that's kind of where Wake Media came from.
That's awesome. And one of the things I noticed in checking out your website is that your brand is focused on authenticity branding. What exactly is that?
So authenticity branding, that's kind of a term that we've coined for ourselves. We really want it to drive our whole company. We want it to drive our focus, our vision, and the daily work that we do. And the idea behind that is just staying as authentic to ourselves as possible. So we start with ourselves and, you know, we do good work. We do things that we're proud of and we expand from there. So when we're talking about authenticity branding as a service to clients, the idea behind that is really kind of intertwining with the client. So becoming more than a supplier to a company. We want to really understand the DNA of the companies that we work with. We want to know their visions. We want to know their passions. We want to know what it is that, you know, keeps them motivated in their daily work. So we do that through, you know, we have a series of interviews that we go through when we first work with clients. Some of them are, you know, general getting to know each other interviews, ad hoc conversations. And through that, we found that we're really able to kind of deliver authenticity in its purest form. So the work that we deliver to our clients really comes from them. It comes from us listening to them. And then we kind of reform it and build what they're looking for, but in a true and honest way.
That's fantastic. You know, also what I'm seeing out there, and branding certainly not my expertise, but it's something I follow and enjoy kind of reading about. And I think it's a really awesome part of marketing is that also too, brands need to be authentic in this day and age. Consumers are just incredibly smart and they can see through the smoke and mirrors. Is that part of it too? Making sure that what they are putting out there is authentic and true, because that seems to resonate more out there in the marketplace these days, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's so much access to information now that, you know, consumers of any industry, you know, you can cut through the smoke, you can cut through the lies and find out what a company really stands for if you take a few minutes and, you know, devote yourself to digging and finding the answers. So absolutely, I think it's part of a larger trend that's going on is, you know, just being honest and starting from a point of sincerity, treating your audience as an equal, not trying to trick them into spending as much money as possible with you, but, you know, honestly telling them this is who we are, this is what we do, this is what we offer, and we would love to work with you if you want to work with us.
That's great. I love that. And if you don't mind, Ryan, tell us about some of your portfolio projects. Tell us about some of your work.
Yeah. So like I said, we're still a pretty young company. We've done about 7 projects spanning the last 12 or 14 months. And I'll just touch on 2 of them to keep this conversation going. Our very first project was actually a nonprofit organization in Peru called Desea Peru. And they are a company that operates in the Sacred Valley in Peru. And what they do is they help the local communities that live in the high Andes, so 3,500 meters and above. They work with those small communities that don't have access to education. They don't have access to clean running water. They don't have access to different sanitation practices. So we got in touch with them and noticed that, you know, they were doing really great work, but they lacked kind of a contemporary or an up-to-date image through all of their digital platform. Something interesting about them or about this project specifically is goes to one of our values, which is practicing altruism. So what we like to do once a year is devote our time to a project that really kind of feeds our soul. So we did this big branding project with them. It was our first project and we did it at no cost to them, which obviously is a big benefit for them. But it was interesting because through the process of doing this, of working with them and starting the project, working with them and then finishing, we really realized, you know, just how positive it was for us. We learned so much. We dealt with good, genuine people, and we worked with a company that's actually making a very positive difference in the world and to communities that just otherwise wouldn't have the opportunities that they're being given.
Wow.
So that was our first project. And now the project that we're working on now is a technology startup based in Madrid. And we're doing basically a full branding package for them. We're taking a look at their website. We're looking at their brand identity in terms of all of the visual elements, their voice and tone, their color palette, different content writing elements. So that's the project that we're on now. And in between there, we've had a number of projects, but those two so far, you know, the Desea Peru has definitely had the biggest impact on us, definitely on me. And now Glownet is the company here in Madrid. They're helping launch us forward into the future.
That's awesome. That's fantastic. And, you know, speaking of your own branding for your website, it's wakemedia.earth. So obviously you chose to use a .earth domain name for your website. Why did you choose a .earth domain?
Yeah, so it was interesting. I guess, you know, throughout this conversation, you've probably picked up the general theme of our company, which is it's to do good work, to do positive work, to unite us with our clients and kind of break down those barriers of provider and client. And we felt that having the domain name .earth, which I read not too long ago, the description of it, which said that the .earth domain name distinguishes your product offering by leveraging a memorable global domain extension that unites the planet and creates a safe place on the internet. So that's exactly what we want to do. We want to create unity through the work that we do. And we want to be a company that, not to use the exact same phrase, but, you know, that creates a safe place to work with. So we want to just really be a positive light in the industry. And we felt that .earth communicated that in a really quick way before anybody knew anything about our companies. So I think that domain name carries a lot of weight behind it. And when people see it, they understand something about your company that can't really be explained in, you know, on written word on your website.
That's so awesome. Wow. We love hearing that kind of stuff, especially that's like the .earth brand identity right there. Basically what you just articulated right there, and you saw it, got it, and then realized it was a good fit for your agency. That's incredible.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. So Ryan, what does the future hold for Wake Media? It sounds like it's been a great first year or so. You're coming out of the gate swinging. What's the future plan?
Yeah, so it has been a good year. We're closing it out in a good way. You know, obviously we want to continue growing. While we grow, we want to keep the focus on our clients. So we want to keep focused on the fact that all of our clients deserve the same respect. They deserve the same attention, whether they're, you know, a big multinational company or a small nonprofit organization that operates in mountains in Peru. We want to keep the balance between, or keep the understanding that these are the clients, this is who we're working for. These are the people that we want to make a difference for. So we want to grow, but keep our focus.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And Ryan, this has been a wonderful podcast. Is there anything else to add today? Anything we may have missed?
No, I think that's it. You know, if there's any follow-up that you need, please, you know, reach out to us. Our domain, like you said, is wakemedia.earth. But that's it. That's all I have for you guys.
Perfect. And this is a wrap on an exclusive Voices.Earth podcast interview with Ryan Collins, who's the co-founder and lead brand and UI designer for Wake Media, who was kind enough to share his insights and vision behind his digital brand agency, which excels at authenticity marketing. And Ryan, thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, thank you, Matt.
Thank you for listening to this segment. .earth is a real live internet domain that anyone can use. Listeners can go to our Voices.earth site to find out what others are doing with their unique .earth domains. Through Voices.earth, you can also secure your own .earth domain name through all major registrars.